Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse, the guy that shot two people protesting the shooting in the back, eight shots in the back, Jacob Blake, as he was getting slowly into a car with his kids in the back seat, and no prosecutor would touch it. It's going to require federal prosecutor. Once Biden appoints a federal prosecutor in Milwaukee to look at that for federal charges, you don't just shoot somebody seven or eight times in the back, just slowly getting in a car. There's kids in the back seat. Anyway, Kyle Rittenhouse is bad news, but he's a kid. He's a kid, mouthy little kid. Kyle Rittenhouse has not told the court where his location is. You know, he's out on bond, you know, pending his trial, and suddenly he disappears. His lawyer won't say where he is. That should be a revocation of the bond. There should be a warrant out for him. Instead, the judge goes, all right, well, bring him in. Now, remember, this is all video, so no one knows where he is anyway, and they finally provide a P.O. box. A P.O. box. You can't ship something in person to a P.O. box. So he says, I'm not going to tell anybody where he is. The prosecutor says, we want him rearrested, and then we want his bail increased $200,000, and he has to file under seal where he is. He was written out saying, well, you know, people might threaten me, so I don't want to say where I am. But he shows up in a bar in Mount Pleasant, popping down some drinks. He's underage. It turns out his mother was with him, or so she says. And in Wisconsin, if you have a parent with you in a bar, you can drink. And that's because when I was a kid, especially, I remember up in, you know, the Random Lake, Keewaskum, Boltonville area. In Boltonville, there was a bar, Rodenkirk's, I think. And, you know, people go and watch the Packer game, and they have their kid sitting. And the kid sits next to them and has a Coke, and they have a beer, and it's okay to be in the bar. Obviously, obviously. So anyway, Rittenhouse is in there drinking, flashing white power symbols, which is what he was doing, what he was doing. So the judge, what does the judge do? Does he increase his bail? No. Rittenhouse is out on $2 million in bail. $2 million. Where did he get it? He got it because it has become a wingnut issue. Trump lathered it up, and he's getting contributions. He's a celebrity. And so the judge wouldn't touch it. And the judge also would not say that he was being punished in any way for not disclosing where he was, and did not have to disclose where he was to the prosecutor. But the judge did say, you have to file it under seal with me only, me, the judge, and also the police. Well, that's a shot at the prosecutor. And yes, it's something, but I'm afraid that they may still just put in a P.O. box to the judge and he's not going to tell anybody. In any event, there are all sorts of demonstrations. The lesson to all this is this. You do not want to see a criminal defendant become a celebrity, because then people start to take sides, not based on the facts of the case, but on which side of the celebrity deal you're with. You with Trump or not with Trump. And that happened with O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson murdered two people. But it goes to that, remember the Dancing Itos, a terrible judge, you know, frankly, a terrible prosecutor. They moved the trial from Beverly Hills to somewhere else, and they acquit a guy who murdered two people. Unfortunately, then they got him civilly, but he has no money. And then, unfortunately, tried to steal his sports memorabilia and went to court. He went to jail for a while. He should be in jail for life for murder for two people. But he was a celebrity, and that's what happened. I don't want that to happen to Kyle Rittenhouse. Now, we are going back. We are going back to Wisconsin. Going back to Wisconsin. The race for U.S. Senate starting to heat up. There are two major declared candidates now. Tom Nelson, the county executive of Outagamie County, declared back before the election, back before November 3rd. He declared in October sometime. He's been out there campaigning. He is the county executive for Outagamie County. Yesterday, Alex Lazary announced. Alex Lazary is an executive vice president with the Milwaukee Bucks. His family is part of the ownership team. Alex Lazary also headed up when the DNC awarded awarded the convention to Milwaukee, which was an incredible feat because, you know, we're a small city. And Alex Lazary was one of the spearheaders of that and ended up, I think, as being the treasurer, the finance guy for the effort. And what happened was, of course, we didn't get it actually because there was a virtual convention. And we had a couple of, you know, we had Evers and we had Mandela Barnes give speeches from the from Milwaukee, and that was about it. But that was nobody's fault. That wasn't Biden's fault. It was the pandemic. It was the pandemic. Anyway, Alex Lazary is running, put out a YouTube video, bunch of emails, and he's a credible candidate. Tom Nelson's a credible candidate. We have two credible candidates. There are others who are talking about it. There may have been one or two others who are unknown who've actually announced, and they slipped my mind. If anybody knows about them, as they come up in the press, I'll certainly announce them. But these are the two who I would say have some chops. There are a couple of others that are very, also have chops. I mean, they could be doing it. The one overall who could be doing it is Ron Kind. Now, he is the congressman from the La Crosse area, Western Wisconsin, and a very effective congressman, very, very effective congressman. I know Ron, and if he jumped in the race, he would be extraordinarily credible. I don't know if he will or not. A lot of people have talked to him, but, you know, he's a guy who does the job, and he's doing a good job in the House of Representatives, and we'll see what happens. Sarah Godlewski, the state treasurer, has been mentioned. I don't know if she'll do it or not. Credible candidate. Mandela Barnes, the lieutenant governor, has been mentioned. Credible candidate. I don't know if he'll do it or not. Chris Abley, the former county executive of Milwaukee County, has been asked and mentioned. I don't know if he'll do it or not, but we have people who are on an A-list. And stand by as we go forward on the show in the future. We got to get Ron Johnson out of there. Okay, we got to get Ron Johnson out of there. So whoever you're for in the primary, let's not make it a knife fight and a life and death. Whoever gets the nomination has to have the full support of everybody, not just the Democratic Party, but independents and then Republicans who are not Trumpers. Ron Johnson's a Trumper. You know, he's not a John Thune of South Dakota. He's not a John Cornyn of Texas. He's not a Shelley Capito of West Virginia. He's not a Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. He's certainly not a Mitt Romney of Utah. He's not a Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Susan Collins of Maine. You know, he's certainly not a Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. Certainly not a Richard Burr of North Carolina. This is what you got. So we've got to get behind one of these people. And now there are two. Plenty of time. Still February. The election is in November of 2022. The primary is in August of 2022. That's when the primary is. August of 2022. 18 months away is the primary. Plenty of time. And there are other people who are thinking of it. So just stand by and get behind whoever it is. We're going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Name Mark from the SAC.
Well, as far as for the whole Rittenhouse thing, I hate to even say his guy's name. I mean, that kid should just be in jail. The judge is doing a disservice to the people of Wisconsin and Illinois. That little SOB is not squatting in jail right now, counting his fingers and his toes if he can add up that high. That for the race against Ron Johnson, what I want to see the Democrats do is not run against each other, run against Ron Johnson in the primaries. Do not beat on each other. Beat on Ron Johnson. And the guy that can beat on Ron Johnson the best can get rid of the guy who's been tending Trump's trumpet for, you know, since he decided to become a never-Trumper, like the rest of the cowardly Republicans that we have that were never-Trumpers, and then they, that have been servicing him since they decided that they, you know, that they like what Trump says. I don't know. I can't understand why the Republicans have gone down that road, but they've gone down that road, and that's the road to damnation, as far as I'm concerned.
You're making a good point. The Democrats have to run against Ron Johnson, not against each other, and I think you're right. There can't be any negativity among the Democrats. Whoever comes out of this thing, and the names I mentioned are not all the names. There are other people. A guy named Peter Pekarsky, he's a degree in electrical engineering from MIT, and a good Democrat, you know, not as well known. He's thinking of it. A lot of other people thinking of it. Who knows what's going to happen? We're going back to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Well, good morning to you. I was just, like, nauseated when I heard about what Voss was trying to pull on our state. Just sickening. You know, the sad thing of it is if we all, you know, some of us individually said we want to sue, you know, the what, you know, the you-know-what, a lot of us could never even afford to do it. I mean, this is just, you know, highway robbery. And then there's another thing, too, is, you know, when they pulled that trick on having their own electoral vote, you know, where they got the people in a different office
right.
when Tony Evers, isn't that fraud? Isn't that
Yeah, it is. And That's there is really a complaint with the DA and with the election board, Gene, right now. And it was a fraudulent document. They sent in a certification of electors that was fraudulent. You're right. You're right.
Oh, that's just, you know, these guys are bad. And you know what? They're worse than they've ever been. I mean, they were bad when Walker was in office and they pulled up, you know, broke the law and then changed the law and then got rid of our ethics boards, got rid of good judges, went after even Republicans that were trying to, you know, have them toe the line. I mean, this is a sick bunch of people that are trying to take over our country, and we all need to join together and get rid of these guys. I mean, these are not Republicans. These are fascists, and we got to wake up to the fact, and we got to do everything we can to get them out of there. And Ron Johnson may look like a little innocent, but he's said more lies than I've ever seen. I mean, anybody who can remember all the lies Johnson has said to the public should get the nomination first place because he's got a list of them. Anyway, thanks a lot, Matt.
Yeah, thank you. Gene, you always nail it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. We have more callers. Do not hang up. We will get back to you a lot more back after the break.